even to seek the privilege even to speak. Let your name alone be glorified in the glorious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you in the powerful name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Brethren, you may be seated. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Brethren, it's a privilege indeed to be in the house of God. And it's a privilege to be a vessel also in the hands of God. Mommy, I appreciate you, ma. Thank you for that privilege that you have given us to share that which God has given to us, to the house of God. And people of God, also, I just want also to appreciate you for being ready and making yourself available to hear from God. Before we start, can we open our Bible to the book of Romans chapter 15, the prayer before the word. Romans 15. If someone is there before me, please see read. Romans 15 verse 4. Father, we thank you. Praise the Lord. I read. Romans 15 verse 4. The Bible says, such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. And the scriptures gives us hope and the encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promise to be fulfilled. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Daddy, I thank you for the release of your word. Father, we thank you for the scriptures is written to teach us. We are privileged to be among them that your word can teach, can instruct, can command, even can rebuke. Father, we thank you for the word we are about to hear this morning. King of glory, the Bible says, for it gives hope and encouragement. I decree and I declare, as we listen to your voice this morning, as you are going to speak to our hearts, I pray that it will give hope to hopeless. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray that it will bring encouragement to every hopeless situation. It will encourage us all to know that, yes, indeed, your word is an amen. Father, we thank you. Even as we make ourselves available, even as I know that your word and you have already prepared our hearts, even as we wait patiently for you. Every promise, Daddy, that you have proposed and you've promised concerning our life through your word, we pray, even as you speak to us today, give us the assurance that it will be fulfilled in the glorious name of the Lord Jesus, that even as we sang that this is a holy ground, Daddy, as the song was going on, Daddy, you reminded me Moses and the holy ground, and you told Moses, in order to receive, remove your shoe. Father, I pray that anything today that is going to be a hindrance to your word, Daddy, anything that indeed that going to violate your word among us today, as Moses removed his sandals, Daddy, we remove by the help of the Holy Spirit every obstacle, every unbelief, everything that King of glory that will stop us to receive that which he has for us, Daddy, we pray that we remove because we are in the holy ground. Our hearts are ready, Daddy. I submit to you, to your authority, Lord. I hide myself in you, and I pray that I will speak through you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that my voice, I submit to your own voice, that you will speak that which you have for us today. But at the end, King of glory, your name indeed alone will be glorified, while we go home rejoicing for what the Lord has done. In Jesus' awesome and wonderful name we pray and agreed. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. You know, as I was going through the word, I was like, God, what is it that you want the word to be? And I just thank God. He gave me two words. And I say, God, because going through, as pastor, you said that the Hebrew, God launched us into, is a new covenant, a new relationship, and even that love he has for us. So I just titled the message, The Love of God. The Love of God. Praise the living God. Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 1. That's the anchor scripture, I believe. Praise the Lord. If someone is there, please, I will appreciate if you read. Or I will read, because I'm there already because of time. Praise the Lord. Bible says, so we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we may drift away from it. The truth we have heard. And I was like, that's a question. First of all, what is the truth you have heard? You need to ask yourself, what is that truth? And to my own conclusion and my answer to that, the truth is the love of God. The love of God is the message that will take wherever you go. That is a great testimony. It is a testimony what Jesus Christ has done. That is the testimony to carry wherever you go. And that's the testimony you will spread wherever you go. Praise the living God. The truth is the love of God. For he loves us so much, he gave us Jesus. Not counting our sins, not counting our shortcomings, he gave us all. Praise the living God. Verse 2 says, for the message God delivered through angels has always stood firm. And every violation of the law and every act of disobedience was punishment. Praise the living God. The Bible said, the message delivered through angels always stand firm. It will never shake. There's no barrier. Nothing stops the message of God to come to manifestation. It does not matter how you see it. It does not matter how it sounds, because it's a message from above. It will come to pass. For he says, instead, my word will not come to pass. Let heaven and earth pass away. That means that there is assurance, there is a confirmation that it is a must, whether you like it or not. It is a done deal. It will come to pass. Praise the living God. And to confirm truly that the word of God will stand firm. Come with me to the book of Luke chapter 1. We will see. And again, in this, you will ask yourself, how do you see the word of God? How do you receive the word? Do you believe the word? Do you walk with the word? Do you believe what the word says? Luke chapter 1 from verse 28. Praise the living God. And the Bible said, Angel Gabriel appeared to her and said, Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you. Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. Brethren, even in our life, sometimes there's the word of God, there's some prophecy we will hear. You'll be like, am I right? Is that really for me? That's what happened to Mary. Is that word really for me? The Bible said that she was confused. But you know my joy, even when Mary was confused, it does not stop the work of God to come to fulfillment. So even in your life, whether you believe the word of God or not, since it is a spoken word from above, it will come to pass, because the one we serve is the God of truth. He never goes back in his word. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, as I said, the Bible said that the word stand firm. When an angel sent a message, it is a message from God. It's always true because it came from above. And when you believe the word that God says, it will give birth to testimony. It will give birth to testimony. Man, even in her confusion, even in her disturbance, because it is from above, he keyed into it. He stood with it. He walked with it, and it came to pass. And through the firmness of Mary in the word of God came Jesus, the reason why we are still alive. Brethren, the word of God will always come to pass, and that is the truth that we cannot change. Praise the living God. The message that God gave Mary did not even look at Mary like Mary is still a virgin. It doesn't even see that. The word of God, when the word of God comes to you, there's no barrier. Nothing stops it. It breaks every barrier. It crushes every barrier. Every obstacle must give way, because that's the word of God. And I tell you, brethren, the message that the Bible is talking about, that the message of God is stood firm, it will come even when you did not expect it. It will come, because it's a word that's already sent forth. It will come to pass. And the word of God, brethren, announces you. It announces you, because that's why he sent Jesus. He even announces you where you are not recognized, where nobody knows you. The word of God will elevate you. Praise the living God. Even where you are being rejected, when you believe what the word of God says, the testimony is guaranteed. Praise the living God. The word of God always brings good tidings, brethren, and honor wherever it goes. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The word of God is an amen. No wonder, no wonder the Bible tells us that we should not neglect this word. It knows the importance and the benefits of the word of God. And he warned us also not to drift away from it. Because if you don't, brethren, you will see a glorious outcome. Amen. Praise the living God. Can we go back to the book of Hebrews chapter 2? Hebrews chapter 2, that's where it talks about us not drifting away from this word. Because God's word is an amen. It speaks, brethren. You need to hold on to the word of God. You need to hold on to the word of God. You know, this morning, when we are doing the prayers of the Kabod this morning, it was more of the word that was like, God, thank you. Every word, the woman of God, was all about the message. The message brought Jesus. The message that the angels brought gave us Jesus. The same message, brethren, also, if you remember the story of Elizabeth, the same angels, that's how important the message of God is. The same angels went to Mary, Elizabeth, and he told Elizabeth the same story. Elizabeth laughed. Praise the living God. Praise the Lord. The Bible said in verse 3, it said, so what makes us think we can escape if we ignore this great salvation that was first announced by the Lord Jesus himself and then delivered to us by those who heard him speak? Brethren, what do you think that we can escape? You cannot escape if we ignore this. Because at the last day, this word of God will stand against you. It will stand against you because you will not say you did not hear. You won't say that. We hear the word of God through text messages. We hear the word of God as God may help it, and we have it as we are hearing it now. I don't know how you take the word. I don't know where you stand in the word of God. I don't know how your participant with this word of God is. Praise the living God. Bible is asking us, do you think you can escape? God forbid that this word will not be against us, but will be an open door for heaven to each and every one of us. Brethren, as we believe, Pastor Clara, you said from the beginning, perceive, believe, and receive. Sometimes we do perceive, but it's hard for us to believe. Because there's some certain words or prophecy that will come. You'll be like, is it true? Because it seems funny. Like Elizabeth was like, how many years have I waited? And now that it seems impossible, as far as man is concerned, now that it seems possible and you're bringing this word, are you getting what I'm saying? So as you perceive, believe, it shall come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word of God is A and Amen, according to his word in 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Chapter 1 verse 20 says the word of God is A and Amen. When God says a word, it will come to pass. It's up to you to walk with it, to run with it, and you receive your result at the end. Praise the living God. Isaiah 55 verse 11. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 55 verse 11. Thank you, ma'am. Amen.
Isaiah 55 verse 11, it says, it is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper wherever I send it. It will prosper everywhere I send it.
It is so. That is the word of God. It is so. This gives us a clear understanding about this testimony of God in action. The testimony of God, when he sent his word, it must surely come to pass. And they prosper everywhere, irrespective of where it is. Whether you are standing in the place where people say this cannot come to pass, this is not possible, this is not how it looks, this is not how it's going to be. Because it is a spoken word, it will come to pass. It will change. The word of God, the message of God, always changes the message of man that doesn't announce good. Any message or any word somebody say to you that is not in line with the plan and purpose of God, according to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, that say, I know you and I have the plan. If anything that any man says being a message that is not according to that word that God said concerning you, brethren, it will not come to pass, because it is not the right word. It is not. It is not the right word. The word of God always override every word that is not written according to the word of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the living God. His word is A and Amen. Brethren, this prophecy, this word of salvation, I thank God for last Sunday, Minister Wale was talking about the salvation. That is a great message. That was a great message. Brethren, the prophecy that we are living in now was the prophecy that was announced in the Old Testament, and it came to fulfillment in the New Testament. It came to fulfillment in the New Testament, and that message is the coming of the Messiah. The coming of the Messiah. Brethren, what am I bringing up? This is something they say, the prophets said in the Old Testament. How many years in between the New Testament and the Old Testament? And it came to manifestation in the New Testament. What am I trying to say, brethren? It does not matter how long there is that somebody prophesies or you heard a word of God concerning something in your life. It might be long, but it will come to pass if that is the word of God. If that is the word of God. It took a long time. And still, brethren, it came to pass because it's the message from above. Praise the Lord. So I am telling you, brethren, it does not matter the word you heard. It does not matter how long people have been prayed and say, God said, and you are still waiting, brethren, it will come to pass. Just hold on to the word. Elizabeth, hold on to it. It's John came. Jesus, Mary also hold on to it. And Jesus came. It's going to be the same. His word never changed. He said, I am the same God, yesterday, yes, and the ancient of the days I change it not. Hold on to every word that has said through the word of God concerning your life. Brethren, it may seem that it's not going to come to pass. Hold on. Trust God. Believe the word. It will come to pass. He's not a man. He said in the book of John, am I a man that I can lie? Brethren, if you promise me something as a man, and you fulfill it, how much more, God? He even asks us, if you, full of evil, can give good things, how much more me, the creator, the one who holds the whole world and everything in it. Say, if I can, the animal, the birds, if God can look after them, brethren, how much more his image, he took time, brethren, to create us. If you yourself can beautify your children, want your children to be extra beauty or how will I say it? To be, you know, when you want something like, I want my children, like my sons, I always want them to look more beautiful or look outstanding or more. If you and I can have that desire, can have that thirst to make our children to be more than others, how much more God? Who created us in his own image. If I can see myself as I am, look at myself, dress myself as I believe I look beautiful, but how much more, what is God thinking about you? That is what you have to ask yourself. And that is why his word, the Bible said his word will not come to pass. Let heaven and earth pass. That means every word spoken by God concerning your life. Bible says, if it will not come to pass, say, let heaven and earth pass away. For your sake, for your sake, who are you? But for because God has spoken the message, that's what the Bible, God asks us, the Bible asks us not to drift, not to ignore, not to neglect. You might neglect every other thing, Minister Favor. Bro Collins, you might neglect every other thing, but remember the word of God, what it is. What did the word of God say in the book of John? The word of God is life. So if you neglect the message, you are neglecting your life. And he said the word of God is light. So if you are neglecting the light, you are walking in darkness. So we should take the word of God strong, as he said, because why? It stand firm. It stand firm. I don't know where you stand in the word of God. I don't know. And the Bible says, if you violate this, if you violate the word of God, the Bible says that there's a punishment. Only heaven knows what that punishment is. And thank God, God bless man. Thank God that God did not put the punishment, because trust me, it will scare most of us away. And that's the most reason why you should be careful not to neglect that word, because you don't know what the punishment is. I beseech us, brethren, to hold fast to every message or word of God you heard, for indeed it will give birth to testimony in the name of Jesus. Mary did. Our salvation was the result. No wonder Apostle warned us, please, brethren, let us not drift from this. Praise the living God. As I've used Elizabeth as an example also, Sister Elizabeth laughed. Sometimes the word of God is funny how it sounds. It'd be like, do you really hear from God, ma? Yes. Do you really hear from God? Because for me, if that prophecy is coming from me, I think you're having a laugh. That's exactly what Elizabeth did. Because sometimes there are things in your life that you have been waiting for, things in your life that you have been trusting God, and all of a sudden, Minister Favor, I will just come and say to you, and already within you yourself, Minister Favor, you've already believed that it's not possible because I've waited. How long? Is this God not the God that say, whatever you ask in my name, haven't I been asking in the name of the Lord Jesus? And Minister Favor, you already concluded. I think, let's forget that chapter. Let us begin a new chapter. And that one day, when the time comes, and again, we forgot that our time is not God's time. And all of a sudden, God sent me, as he sent the angel, Minister Favor, that case is going to be closed. Victory is yours. Your portion and what you have to do there is to believe the word. But Elizabeth laughed, because indeed it seems she's human being, brethren. We do the same all the time. Elizabeth forgot. But my joy is that even when Elizabeth laughed, it doesn't stop the word of God to come to pass. Even when she was disturbed, Mary, it doesn't stop the word. So whether you believe it or not, but for the word of God, because it's not a man that he can lie, it will come to pass. Praise the living God. Please, I beg us, brethren, to believe every word spoken from the prophet, the true prophet. And we have to also be careful the words, the messages also we listen or we hear. As I said earlier, brethren, there are some messages that is through test, through the word. And God knows how important message is. Do you remember even when he sent his prophet, say, tell them to write it on the word, the message. You know why? So that what the word of God says in the Hebrews, that if you violate, if you did not obey, if you did not walk with it, that's a punishment. So that you will not stand that day. When God said, didn't I say this? What was your action? You wouldn't say, no, I didn't. God says, write it. Even those people that is walking, or even they are running, they will still see the word. That is so important. This message that the angel they sent, how important it is. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Brethren, may we not neglect this message. May this message never be a judgment upon our lives. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, how important. I keep on, anytime as I was going through, it also reminded me, the message, God sent his angels also to send to the churches, seven churches, the message. Because God knows how important the message, because he cannot stand, if we cannot see him face to face, it's through message that he can deliver what he wants us to know and how to live. Praise the Lord. His word is always true and sure. It is a total salvation and freedom that love alone can bring. Praise the Lord. The word of God is A and Amen. The word we hear every day is A and Amen. Brethren, I ask us, let us hold on to this word. Let us walk with this word. Let us obey. And thank you, Pastor Clara. I love that word. As we hear, brethren, believe. Believe. It shall come to pass. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's go back, brethren, to the Hebrews chapter 2. Praise the living God. And the Bible says in verse 4, and God confirmed the message by giving signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit whenever he chose. Praise the living God. There is always a confirmation. When God sends his word, he's always confirmed it, either through one person or the other. I remember years back, when Pastor Ronnie was still here. Say God was giving me a message to give to the church. And I was like, am I the right person to say the word? Am I the right person? And I was like, should I go? I was at the back there. I go front and back like, let me adjust my let me adjust my running this thing. I was busy adjusting, and Pastor Ronnie confirmed the word exactly what I was struggling. God always confirmed his word one way or the other. It can even you yourself that the word is coming will be a confirmation. Pastor Clara, do you remember there was a day on prayer meeting, as we're about to round up, there was a prayer or a word that I said here. Before we share the grace, you say, please, this is a confirmation. This is a confirmation. What am I trying to let us know? People of God, sorry to say children of God, I thought I'm in the children department. Amen. I know we are, but amen, praise the living God. Yeah, what am I trying to bring on? What am I trying to make us to understand? Please hold fast unto this word. It always comes to pass. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, this word of God, as I round up, this word of God, the message, is always, it gives us hope. This word of God, it gives us hope. And confidence, hope and confidence and assurance. Hallelujah. Praise the living God. Come with me to the book of Romans chapter 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sorry, brethren, I just want to. Romans chapter 5. Praise the Lord. From verse 1, Romans 5, verse 1, I read, therefore, since we have made right in Christ, in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Christ our Lord has done for us. That is the hope of our glory, the hope of this message, what it brings, brethren. And I was like, I was trying to say, what is this therefore? What does it mean? And I just went to the dictionary. I just took out two. The first one is according to, that means according to what God said, and so shall it be, nothing will violate it. And the other one says so. That means whether you like it or not, so shall it be. God has spoken. That is the word. So that is the hope. When he says it, as he says it, so shall it be. Nothing changes the word of God. It is done. Why? Because Christ has sorted us out even before the creation. Because the Bible says he was even from the beginning. And that's why the Bible says, ages ago, the word has spoken. Even when you and I, we are not there. But because we are in agenda of God, and those words come to manifestation in our lives. Praise the living God. The word of God says that it brings peace. It brings peace wherever we go. The word of God shield us. He built a wall around us. The word of God build a wall around us. That means your life is settled. Christ has put a stop to certain things that worries and bothers us. Bible says, since we are justified, peace became our companion. Protection, provision, healing, they're all assured. He don't need to worry. Praise the living God. Jesus Christ is a place to hold on. Is someone you hold on. You will stand firm. You will stand firm in this word of God. He said the word of God, if you go through that place, he said that he has given us stand, right stand. Where are you standing? That is the question I'm asking us as I round up. Where are you standing? Are you standing on the word of the doctor? Are you standing on the word around you is saying? Or are you standing on the right side? That the word of God says what he says, word of God does what he says he will do. Brethren, I urge us to put our faith, our total faith in God alone, so that we will not fail. So that at the last day, God will not say, I know you not. May that not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Shall we rise? Praise the Lord. Brethren, we are going to pray.